Oh, hi, Clayton. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Payment for what?
For the Local Splash account. Remember the Google?
Yeah, I haven't even finished setting any of that up, so I don't know why y'all are trying to pull money.
So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 15th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. Side note, the terms and conditions also state that first page placement takes 30 to 45 days. So it's always the second month where you really see the program pop. That's when it starts coming to full fruition for you. Now, did you get the Google PIN verification code that we sent you by chance?
No, that's what I'm saying. None of my stuff was set up, so y'all are pulling money when none of my stuff set up.
So we quote 30 to 45 days because sometimes people don't get the PIN code on the first attempt. But in the interim, we've purchased your web domain. We've built your website. We've started the Google campaign, the Bing campaign. We put you on 45 directories, including Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Facebook. You name it, your business is there. So all of that is actively running while we wait for that PIN code to get to you. Now, that PIN that Google sent for you is actually a good thing because it will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients, because the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address, right? So Google sends you that code. Once you get it back to us, we submit it to them. And now they'll trust you and they'll say, okay, this is a valid business in the area and we can actually publish them. So that's what that, you know, that little extra step is taking. But you say you didn't get the code. Does anybody else check the mail other than yourself?
Nope.
No? Okay. I'll give you a heads up, Clayton. It comes in a postcard size envelope from Google. And because it's so colorful, oftentimes it gets mistaken as junk mail. But if you see that, it's actually very important. So try not to toss it, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'll send a new one out to you because I think enough time has gone by to send the new one. And this new one will be there within about 5 days. And then as far as the payment, did you just need a little bit more time or?
I'm not paying for the shit.
So,
just like I told you, my stuff is not set up. So what's the point in me paying for it? Because what you just told me, where y'all got me put up at, I've had 2 calls saying that I was in the same exact spot that you just told me. I'm looked, and I am not there. And I've had other people look, and I am not there. Y'all have not helped me get 1 call to go ahead and cancel my shit.
I can't cancel the account with a past due amount. And what will happen,
cancel the shit.
It will come to 598 on October 15th. That's going to continue. Well, that's between you and your credit, sir. You signed the terms and conditions. And that does clearly state that you have an automatic renewal. I can't cancel it with a past due. I can't. That's between you and your credit, you know. I'm not going to, sir. I can't. You signed that you would automatically renew $299 each month on the 15th.
Well, you're not getting it.
Well, there is an outstanding balance on your account. That's all I can tell you.
Well, cool. Keep racking it up.
So, okay. That's up to you, sir. That's up to you. Have a nice day.